how'd you decide to get involved in this?
Well, to be honest, you know, I was interested in it when I was on a city council at the time that we had tore it down. We were told by our insurance that it was rusted out, the fiberglass on the slide wasn't safe anymore, and it didn't meet the new code for safety. The bars were too far apart. Some areas, some of the children were getting their heads through the bars and having some trouble. We didn't have any trouble with ours, but it was just getting to be the point where it was needed to be taken down. We had some people that were going to, we thought, rebuild it, and we were going to put it back up again. That was our original thought. That never came through. A gentleman named Nels ended up buying it from Keokuk a few years ago and then turned around and took it to American Restoration, and they restored it. And then, of course, we're watching the episode, and I'm thinking, that looks like ours, not thinking it was. And then, obviously, we found out it was ours. So there's a little bit of history to it. I was on the council when we took it down. I thought, who would want it more than where it came from for 40-something years? And so I thought, you know, it was our 25th anniversary coming up for the restaurant. I thought it'd be nice to get involved to try to get something back to the community. And so that's kind of how we got started with it. And, you know, after a few phone calls and talking to a few people, and Robert Corsigan kind of got it started, and I kind of jumped on his bandwagon. And between the two of us, we've kind of went pretty far. We were fortunate enough to work a deal out with Litchfield Pictures or whoever they are that does the TV series for American Restoration, contacted them and was able to get it back to Keokuk. There's still a lot of work ahead. Our insurance inspector has to come in, take a look at it, see exactly what it does need. We do have permission that if we do fix it, that we can put it back up, which was kind of a milestone, because at first everybody was like, no, it's not going back up. The manufacturer said, don't put it back up. The insurance company said, don't put it back up. So nobody thought it was possible. But I guess we're a little bit stubborn and thought, you know, we can put it together. We can fix it. So
when do you hope to have I know that the slide has made it back to Keokuk. When can inspections begin so that you guys have an idea of what needs to be done to get it put back up?
Well, we talked to our insurance company, Tom Richardson, who's the local representative, and they're supposed to do their annual inspection, which they come once a year from Des Moines, and they check out all of our equipment. And we're trying to get them to come a little quicker, but just talking to them a couple days ago, it looks like it'll be within the next 30 days, which it seems like a long time, but it took us a while to get it here. So to me, 30 days is okay. When they get here, we'll go down, show it to them. They can tell us exactly what it needs, get a written agreement with them that if you do this, you can put it back up. Once we have that, then really the rest is just going to be moving fastly forward.
The gentleman who bought it, you mentioned him earlier, Nels Olson, I believe, is out of Wisconsin. Has he given any indication why he didn't want to keep it after originally purchasing it?
Well, what I believe is a couple things. One is when he took it to American Restoration, they didn't put it back to code. They just restored it. Well, that was great because it needed to be restored. Unfortunately, it didn't meet code. So when he decided he was going to put it in his backyard or his niece's backyard, the city said no. And so he kind of got stuck with it in a sense. When it came down to it, Litchfield Pictures, they wanted it out of Vegas. And so the good part is that they paid half of the cost of getting it back to Keokuk. I got involved because I thought, well, if you're going to move it, let's move it back to where it's probably going to end up, in Keokuk, instead of taking it to Wisconsin and then trying to negotiate, then trying to get it inspected, and trying to get our inspectors to Wisconsin would be a little bit harder than where they're going to come anyway. So we thought it was in our best interest to get it here, get it inspected, then if it's possible and can be put back up, then we got to negotiate with Nels.
When it comes to, obviously, if you guys get the go-ahead and they say, you know what, if you do these certain things, you can put this slide back up. Obviously, that's going to take money. How do you go? Have you started thinking about fundraising opportunities?
Yeah, Robert and I have talked a lot about that. And what we decided was, and we kind of communicated together, we formed a committee, but it's a really small committee at this point. There's other people, I think, that will be involved as we progress. But what we looked at was, let's get it inspected. Let's find out what it needs. When we find out that it can be built and fixed, which I'm sure it can. It's just metal. once we have that okay from the insurance company that, yep, you do this, 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 and this, and you can put it back up, then we're hoping to start and open up an account where people can donate. And what I would suggest to Robert was, let's make sure you put a, just in case something happens where we can't put it back up, which would be, you know, 1% chance possibly, that for some unforsaken reason it can't be, that those funds, if the rocket can't be put back up, that it would go to the Parks Board and they could do it, they could buy other equipment with it. So the money won't be wasted and it'll still go to the parks.
One idea I've heard, and I don't know if this has been something you've thought about or that has been official or anything like that, is maybe doing a little contest to see where to put it. Because obviously Kilbourne Park has its own new rocket slide. Has that been talked about as to kind of maybe getting a little challenge going to see where it would go once we reach that point?
Well, what we hope to do is, talking to the mayor, Tom Marion, he said that he wants the people to vote for it, where they really want it, which I thought was kind of a good idea. And the way I thought we could do it, and we talked about the committee, was once we have a fundraiser, whether we have it at Victory Park and maybe get some local bands and maybe do some food and have it all go towards paying for the rocket, that we would have, once the city council and the mayor and the Parks Board lets us know which parks that we can put it, and I'm assuming 3 or 4 choices, then we'll have a contest down on the riverfront, and people can vote by just by paying them maybe like $1. You know, voting $1 and saying, okay, so somebody really wants it in Kilbourne, which a lot of people do. A lot of people want it there because they say that's Rocket Park, because that's where it was been. A lot of people disagree with that. A lot of people agree with that. So it'd be kind of nice to have a little contest, and if somebody really wants it at Kilbourne or they really want it at Rand Park overlooking the river, which would be kind of neat for the kids, then they can vote. They can put a $100 bill in it and get 100 votes. But it doesn't keep the normal person just to put $1 in so everybody can get involved, because I'm assuming everybody can pay $1 if they really care.
What's the city's role in this? I know they've kind of been hesitant about putting money directly into it. What could you guys use from the city, maybe if it's not money, to help in this?
Well, I think one big thing would be labor. You know, that once we get it fixed and we have a local fabricator that can get all this work done for us, then the city will help us put it back up. I know they helped tear it down, so I'm assuming they can help put it back up. They know how it goes up. They know how it came down. So we're hoping that possibly first of all, we need their blessing and the Parks Board blessing. But all we really need from the city is their blessing and hopefully helping us put it back up.
For people who hear about this and think, wow, I enjoyed that. I played on that as a child. What can they do at this point? What can people do at this point to help out?
Well, one thing that here in the next few weeks, when we know more, could be 30 days or whatever, then give Robert Korzygin a call or give myself a call and say you want to be on the committee, because we need help. And a lot of it's going to be labor intensive. A lot of it's going to be organization. I mean, especially if we do a fundraiser, it's not going to just happen. There's going to be and the more heads you put together, the more better ideas you get and the more it can spin off. I mean, it can go to the point where, you know, Hy-Vee or County Market or some of these, or even some of the local organizations like your BPW, your Lions, or Kiwanis Club can help by bringing some bodies down, cooking some food, donating their proceeds towards the rocket slide.